What is the difference for someone that plays kind of the 20-plus minutes regularly anyways? When you go up with increased minutes with Dustin out of the lineup right now, what is the, like, how much of a difference does that 4 minutes make to, 3 or 4 minutes make to a guy's game?
I think a lot of players would say they enjoy more minutes. I think what it is, it just, you get into a little bit more of a rhythm. There's times where 1 minutes or lower, you're kind of periodically sitting at different times of the game. So it's not much of a rhythm, but at the same time, you have to prepare yourself for it. And but certainly when you have more minutes, it's nice to just be able to get into that, that every few shifts type of rhythm, and you just have to enjoy it.
Yeah, like, you've been in a rhythm the last few games then for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, big player for us like Buff goes out, it's going to create opportunity for guys on the back end to try and step up and take some of those minutes over. So I've been able to do that the last few games, just trying to, you know, stay up to speed and keep my feet moving.
Every team has elite players, but obviously that top line for them is able to do it just about every night. What do you see from that trio specifically?
A lot of skill. I think they've been doing it the last few years, but it seems like this year they've really found some serious chemistry together, and we'll certainly be aware of when they're on the ice.
They win one after losing, I believe, 5 straight. Where do you see their game at right now? How do you prepare for it?
We prepare for any team the same way, but we know they're a good team over there. They're going to come quick. It's a divisional opponent, so we say every point is important, but when you go up against a division team, you have it in the back of your mind maybe a little bit more when you go out there. So we're gonna have to bring it for a full 60.